Hi everyone, buenos dias.
Ooh, I like it.
I think it's Spanish for like good day.
Yeah, you got
So we're starting off this episode in a completely cultural fashion, and we'd like to welcome our highly esteemed, accomplished guest, Maya.
Thank you so much
Yay.
for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Thanks for joining us, Maya. I just feel like we're gonna have some real enlightening, incredible world-shaking conversations today. So I'm
I think
ready.
it's going to be good.
This is Fufara, where the little things are a big deal. Coming at you from our rooms, I mean studios, in Seattle and Dallas. We're your hosts and lifestyle gurus, Maddie and Tara.
I'm especially excited that Maya's here because, in case you guys didn't know, she is my roommate, so she had to put up with a lot for like the first semester that we were in William and Mary. So
we went through a lot together.
I know.
And you guys are rooming together next year too, right?
We are, if they let us back.
Yeah, if they oh my gosh, don't even like jinx it. If they let us back. Ah!
No, they will. It'll happen.
It'll happen.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Positive. Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna start off with a joke. What is the smartest type of dinosaur called?
I don't know. I don't even know
yeah,
the name of the
really
dinosaurs.
Apatosaurus.
Oh.
Oh, you're so funny.
That was so
Maya
good.
has had to hear this on a daily basis.
I was gonna say that Maya knows a lot of these jokes.
I've learned a lot about comedy.
Yeah. My life's a joke, you know?
They just keep coming, don't they?
And that was actually one of the topics that you wrote down that you were interested in speaking about today, puns.
I did. I wrote that down just because I think when I got to college, I was just exposed to so many new puns because of Tara. And now I really feel like there's a gap in my life because I don't get to hear 35 puns a day. So I just wanted to let you know.
Tara, do you come up with them on the spot? Do you research? What's who are your influences?
Some have punness thrust upon them. Some are born punny, and I think I am the latter or the fourth. I am the second one. yes, I think I just popped out of the womb making cracking jokes, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you either have it or you don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did, and I actually auditioned for the improv group at William and Mary, and I think I operated on such a fascinating high level that they were a bit intimidated and decided not to have me in the group.
He was too good for them, is really what it was. He
Yeah.
could not handle the level of sophistication.
It's okay, water under the bridge.
But here, you just get your own platform. And you just get to rattle off jokes whenever you want, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my brand of humor is like observation with a little bit of satire mixed in. I still haven't formed a word to what it's going to be called yet, but I don't know. Do you guys have any ideas of what my brand of humor should be called?
Observational is definitely on point, but you're just very
Be
like if
careful,
there was
Maddie.
no, I mean observational is right. Like if there's in any context, in any sentence, it's all you just throw in
It's
a little
always
joke.
there.
It just it comes so naturally to you.
Like constant, I think you need to include something about how it's just like,
Constant
yeah.
flow.
Yes.
Verbal diarrhea. I think that's what it's going to be
Please,
called. It just
no.
comes, you know?
Yeah.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, I'll work on it. You need a stage name too. I'll work on that for you.
Yes, I do need a what? Charmin, Ultra Charmin.
Charmin.
Oh yes, this was for the audience who may be completely confused right now. Maddie and I were having a conversation earlier in the year about, I don't know, what are stage names, rapper
It's
names?
just like names we liked, or
Names
like
we
names we wanted for ourselves, or something.
Oh, yes.
You said Charmin. You said you really like the name Charmin.
Yes.
Because like the toilet paper.
Okay. I think Charmin was a name before it became a well-known toilet paper brand.
Why, after you've been exposed to that, you'd want that to be your name?
I don't know. If you didn't know that it was a toilet paper brand, it actually is kind of pretty. I'm not gonna lie.
Thank you.
I agree with you on this one. We don't usually agree on things, but this one, like, yes.
Charmin. It's charming. Oh, it reminds me of like soft, two ply. I don't know. Just like me. I'm soft. I'm two ply.
You're embracing the toilet paper association.
Exactly. I rub people the right way.
Oh my God. That's a little bit too much for me.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We'll stop it there. What about you, Maya? What would your stage name be?
What would my stage name be? Well, okay, my middle name is Hadar, and I for a while wished that was my first name because I really like uncommon names. So I feel like that could be like a good one name stage name type thing.
That's a really pretty name. I like that.
Thank you.
I have no idea. I basically live by a stage name with Maddie because it's a nickname, you know, and I feel like.
True.
It's a name. It's almost a name that I chose, which is very unique, right?
Wait, you chose your name when you were born?
No, but I'm like, my real name's Madeline. Yes. So I mean, like when I was like in second grade, I started choosing to go by Maddie.
Oh,
well, I guess that's kind of, in a way, I kind of chose that, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's kind of like my stage name because in my personal life, right? People who like, you know, my parents mostly and my family members and maybe like one childhood friend calls me Madeline, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like it's very weird to have people, it's like different parts of my life, different people in my life call me two different things, which is like interesting.
I don't think I ever
so deep, right?
It is. I don't think I ever had a nickname, and I truly regret not having one because my name is so short and nicknames are so, I don't know, it's like I feel like I've missed out because nicknames usually evoke a very friendly response, you know,
because like, you're like right,
yeah,
we're casual.
we're casual.
We're friends.
Do you have a nickname, Maya?
Do I have a nickname? I mean, people usually call me Maya unless they call me Ella, which is my twin sister's name.
So that's kind of like your nickname.
Probably the name that I get the second most.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about making your name appear twice, like stage names, like I can't think of an example right now, but you know, Maya, a name so nice you say it twice, that kind of thing.
I've never thought of that before. But it sounded great.
It did sound good. I liked it.
Tara almost sounds like tartar sauce.
Tara.
It sounds like a type of food.
Tartar,
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, tartar.
Yeah.
Maddie. I don't know.
Maddie. It's a little long.
It's
a little clunky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that we figured that out.
Charmin Ultra Soft.
Charmin. Just call it Charmin.
Yeah, let's just call it Charmin.
For short.
Yeah.
But for the people who don't know, Maya has a twin.
True. Yeah. Yes.
Tara got really excited about that.
I know. I always wanted a twin. People say J-Lo, like Jennifer Lopez and I are
twins. I can see it.
I'm her better looking twin, obviously.
Yeah.
Striking resemblance.
Yeah.
The hips don't lie. No, that's Shakira.
But not only are they twins, because they're identical twins. So when you guys were growing up, were you guys in the same like classes all the time, or would they like try to separate you?
So in elementary and middle school, they always separated us. And then in high school, my high school was really small. So we started being put in the same classes just because we were taking the same classes and there were only one. So that got very confusing because our teachers, for the most part, could not tell us apart. So there was just a lot of confusion all of the time.
Did you like having you guys in the same class or was it annoying?
It was funny sometimes, depending on the teacher. Because we would confuse them, but and that's not like at some point when like I've been called Ella for the like 21st time that day, you're like, okay, I like just learned my name. It's not that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hearing like at my middle school, they had a twin support group. So like, for so they had like for twins who felt like they were always being compared to the other or like always mistaken for the other. But then they also had like boy girl twins who obviously wouldn't be mistaken for each other in the group. So I don't know who it was for, but I always thought that was really funny. I don't know, interesting.
I wish that was something that I had growing up, because I feel like twinism is a really big issue that people don't really pay attention to enough, but like people just don't take the time to learn the true identities of twins, and it can really create some identity crises there for you.
Yeah, as I've gotten older, I can see how that would affect somebody, because I think we always associate it as like so much fun, you know. I'm sure it is.
Very also positive stereotype, and people
right have
negative aspects.
Right.
Well, to the next point, I know also very well that my roommate is super, super active. I admire her for that, because
I'm going like this because I'm remembering like when I went on a run with you guys like a million years ago. It feels like at this point.
It really does.
And I just went because I was like, oh my gosh, like these girls are so cool. Like I need to go make friends. And they were so fast. I was so slow. And it was, I hadn't run 3 miles in like 2 years. And I was like sore for like 2 months.
Well, it was very impressive because we've been on a good run.
But you were amazing. And yeah, you're
giving me too much.
It's true. You're fast and you're always going for it. And I respect that, because I don't.
Well, first of all, you definitely do, but thank you.
Maybe in other ways, just not with running.
But I think you also understand like the importance of walking, which I also underestimated until now.
Walking is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I feel like especially, in my town, I can walk from my house to my school, and like it's a very small town, so you can basically walk to everything. So I think I took for granted how much I liked walking, because I just would walk everywhere, like that was just normal. But then when I came to college, I realized that I really appreciate it, because I feel like it gives you time to think in between like where you're going. It kind of lets you slow down, like be in nature. So yeah.
Before, I only walked to get food or essential stuff.
That's
but
fair.
Now I do, because I like Maya, I realize the importance of it, especially now when you're in the close confines of your home. You feel kind of restless every now and then, just like a breath of fresh air that really does a lot for you. And there was this one guy I read, there was an article that a guy, while quarantined in his house, actually ran 26 miles in his little balcony, like back and forth, back and forth.
Yes.
I think that's rude, because like it shows you that there's no excuse to not exercise, and I thrive on excuses. So maybe like I could theoretically walk 26 miles if there were like refrigerators on both ends.
Every time you go like one side, you pull something out and eat it for fuel.
Yeah, it motivates me on both ends.
Something that Tara has not mentioned is that she has become a runner herself, which I think is very impressive, and she always downplays it, but she's an athlete, and I think that needs to be acknowledged.
Wow. I didn't know this. You've been running? Do you go outside?
Running is a very loose term.
Yes, you run.
I like fast walk, and I try to work very hard to make it appear like I'm jogging.
She runs fast. I've seen it.
But now I feel like I've lost my juju, or like mojo. Yeah. Is that a thing? Juju? I don't know. Mojo.
My momentum,
you know, like the oomph is not there anymore. I tried to run this
always
Wednesday.
It never goes away.
Really?
Says the pro runner. Oh, get out.
I'm not a pro runner. Wait, but you tried to run on Wednesday?
I did, and I couldn't complete our cul-de-sac, which is like right opposite my house. I couldn't complete that cul-de-sac, which is, I don't know, has a circumference of 100 feet without breaking a sweat.
There's good days and there's bad days, you know?
I guess. But the only marathon that I could do consistently is television marathons.
Yeah, we're really good at those.
Okay.
Speaking about television, I heard Love Island is also as like crazed as Tiger King, or like as as big a following. I haven't watched it yet, but Love Island, or not Love Island, Love is Blind. Love is Blind.
I did watch Love is Blind.
There's a lot of love shows.
I liked it in, like, the way that, like, you kind of hate, like, reality TV.
Would you ever want to be on one of those shows?
No. I think reality TV is ridiculous. And, like, you never know how much of it is staged. And also, the whole premise is that, like, love is blind, so it doesn't matter what you look like. But they're all extremely conventionally attractive people. So it kind of defeats the whole purpose. Mm-hmm. Because it's not, they're looking for a certain type of person when they do these shows.
Yeah, that's a good point. So would you rather do a TV marathon or a real marathon?
Would I rather do a, you know, I'm trying to, okay, my goal over quarantine was to do a half marathon. But then I hurt my ankle, so.
How'd you hurt it? Just running?
Yeah, I was just running too much, but it's getting better now, so we'll see. Maybe that'll happen. I would say, like, you need a good balance. You need both. You need TV and you need running in your life.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I like that.
Yeah. Right now, running and I have a complicated relationship. But do you have any tips about, like, breathing or, like, how to stay motivated while you run?
Well, I know this is hard to do now, but I think running with people is a really good way to stay motivated. And if you can't do that, then, like, listening to podcasts or listening to music.
Like really this one!
Me. Exactly! Hey, guys!
Self-advertising! Yay!
Right now, get up, go on a run. But yeah, I feel like that helps because then you're not thinking about how physically destroyed you are and you're just focusing on whatever is in your ears.
Yeah. I'd hate to be physically destroyed.
Can I ask what the most mileage you've done before is?
Yes, I've run 10 miles.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Twice as much as I've ever run.
Okay, 5 is still really good. You could definitely do 10.
This is years ago, though. I don't know. But well, this is like post-quarantine goals, you know? Exactly. So this is a way off.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to address...
Oh, yeah.
The... It says here that you think white chocolate isn't real?
So I don't think it's real chocolate.
Okay, that's good. That's a good clarifier, yeah. First of all.
I agree, like, it does exist. Okay, I'll acknowledge
okay.
that.
Okay.
But it's all just fake chocolate. Like, it's not, it doesn't have real, like, cacao beans in it. It's just, like, sugar and butter.
To all you listeners out there, I am currently looking for a new roommate for the academic year of 2020 to 2021, who definitely does like white chocolate. That's the only criteria if you want to be my roommate.
Only criteria, wow.
Yes.
Do you eat white chocolate just by itself, Tara? Because I feel like I only ever would put it in things. Like, I've never had, like, a white chocolate bar.
Really?
Well, Tara has many.
You haven't lived then.
Do people do that?
I do that. I'm people. I think I qualify as people. Yes. I.
You're a person. You're a person. I mean, like, people. Do the masses really eat white chocolate bars?
There's not a lot of people out there like her.
That's true, and that's what I love about you, but I don't know about this. I don't know about this mass popularity of white chocolate.
I think we are an endangered species, and that doesn't mean that white chocolate is an issue that should be overlooked just because a small following of people has learned to appreciate it, okay? And I think with a lot of work and a lot of programs that we could introduce, we could convert everyone to white chocolate and the world shall be saved. This is my doctrine, and we're not a cult. Please don't mistake us for a cult. But because we don't believe in lies, we believe in truth, and white chocolate is truth. And although
anybody can lie, Tara?
I will pretend I did not hear that note of sass, Maya, but
okay.
I think white chocolate, just like me, is misunderstood, and we don't like to be discriminated. You know, it's like that tricks are for kids thing. I always hated watching that ad because the poor rabbit just wants to have the tricks, and just because he's a smaller mammal, for some reason the kids won't let him eat Trix. And for all we know, Trix is the one thing that gives him energy and gives him life. So I think the other chocolates out there are being really mean. And if we could all just get along.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
You're first, folks.
Anyway, I think we should introduce a radical new system that will promote white chocolate, because right now it seems like the masses are just living a lie right now.
It's definitely true. I think at the hierarchy of the chocolates, you know, definitely I think milk chocolate is definitely at the top. But white chocolate has its place.
I don't agree with you on that one.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it.
The chocolate, the better.
Oh my gosh.
That's just how I feel.
A podcast divided. The three factions. Oh my gosh. Dark chocolate. Dark chocolate is bitter.
It is bitter.
It's real, okay? It's authentic. It's the only chocolate that's actually authentic.
Oh my gosh. Are there dark chocolate bars too? I mean,
yeah.
Like, he doesn't make them, do they? Like, you have to get like the.
To open dark your chocolate? Eyes, they sell dark chocolate. It's in my house right now.
Is it more expensive?
No, same price. I mean, you get like the fancy, like super dark chocolate, then sure. But like Hershey's dark chocolate, same price.
Okay. Well, I'll keep an eye out. I don't believe you.
Please do.
We'll keep an eye out. But I think the masses would agree with me.
Mm.
Is that fair? We disagree.
Well, I mean, I just feel like just because the majority thinks something is better doesn't mean it is.
It's true.
I don't know. Some like the masses. When I think of masses, I think of like the hair left on your hairbrush, you know? Because they ball up into wads.
What kind of segue is that?
Let's just call them chocolatiers.
Okay.
It's like the in Avatar, from what I've heard, like the Fire Nation, the what, Water Nation, Dark Chocolate Nation.
And right now, similar to Avatar, it seems like the Dark Chocolate Nation is taking over, very similar to the Fire Nation, you know?
That's the evil nation, right?
Yeah, we need to fight back.
Yeah. Misunderstood, it's fine. We want.
I love it. I have been definitely eating a lot of chocolate recently, that's for sure.
Yeah, Maddie, didn't you have a bet with your sister that you'll deprive yourself of chocolate?
I did. So we do it, like, on and off, where we go, like this mutual thing of, like, you know, neither of us are going to eat chocolate. If we eat chocolate, we have to pay the other one, like, $35 or something. And we have,
$35?
Like, yeah, we make it high to motivate ourselves.
Wow.
So we'll do it in, like, bursts. Like, we'll have like exceptions for like birthdays, and we'll do it in bursts for like a couple months. So we've been pretty lax about it during the quarantine, I have to admit.
Yeah,
but when this is over and we actually have other stuff to do besides eat chocolate, it'll be easier, and maybe we'll implement it again. But
very true.
It can be tough.
It will be tough.
I'm a survivor, so it's fine.
Hiya. Thanks for listening to our podcast, Fufurah. Our listeners' input is so essential to our show, kind of like dairy. Unless, of course, you are vegan or lactose intolerant. On second thought, that was a bad example. Anywho, please email us your ideas, your thoughts, your Fufurah to fufurah.theworld@gmail.com. By the way, for copyright purposes, the name of the catchy tune we use in our intro is called Mouthful of Diamonds by Fantagram.